Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
God was a dumbass and the Candyman. And he was just going off about some stupid ass shit.
I mean, he was singing about the behemoth and either the behemoth or the Leviathan. Anything? I don't remember which one. But he was like, they're
either
so
way,
big and strong and only I can contain them. Or
either way, he just thinks really highly of himself.
Yeah.
And he's just, that's like his whole reason for Job so far, thus far.
Is because I can.
Is because he can.
Yeah.
Fuck that bullshit. That's fucking crap.
I mean, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So that was Job chapter 41.
Oh, it sure as fuck was.
And today we're finishing up Job and we're going to be doing
Job chapter 42, the conclusion.
Awesome. Let's go ahead and hop on into this.
Okie dokie. Okay, Job chapter 42.
Okay.
Then.
Yeah.
Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You asked, who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, because I'm a dumbass. I'm Job. What the fuck do I know?
I'm pretty sure I understood that his kids died.
Things that are too wonderful for me to know.
It's
wonderful
what
my
the
children
fuck is,
died?
He's talking about the things that he was saying.
Yeah.
Like, he's done all these wonderful things, made all the...
Who
all
cares that my children
whatever.
Died?
Yeah, you shouldn't give a shit that
you're
your
great.
Kids die.
You're great and cool. It's all good. Don't worry about
I'm
it.
I'm still on the fuck you, God.
No, me too.
Camp here.
You said, Job continues,
yeah.
You said, listen now and I will speak. I will question you and you shall answer me. Yes, that did happen.
Okay.
My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
So he's seen them.
Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
Oh, my God.
He is such a pushover.
Oh,
How could he ask these great, brilliant, pointed questions and then just bend over so easily?
I think that's what they're trying to convey, right? Like, this is the glory of God. It's too much to handle. So he's just
be
like
Job. Be a wimp like Job.
Well, yeah, he's just totally caving here. Yeah. Like, you wanted to confront him. Confront the fuck out of him.
At least
he made a goddamn bet for your kids' lives.
Which Job is not aware of.
Right. Yeah. He still hasn't even said that. I'm sorry, but no, this is bullshit.
This is bullshit. I'm not happy with this.
Right?
After the Lord had said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Temanite, I'm angry with you and your two friends because you have not spoken the truth about me as my servant Job has. Now keep in mind, Elihu ain't present anymore.
Yeah, because he was an addition
because
later.
Right. Because Job was being too blasphemous and close to the truth.
Yeah, but God's saying that he approves of what Job said.
He approves of Job, but not the boys that attacked him.
Right, right. Yeah.
Now take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourselves. Dipshits, my servant Job will pray for you because you need it. And I will accept his prayer and not deal with you according to your fucking folly.
Wow. So he.
And the F-bomb was mine, of course. Of course, anybody new listening.
Right.
That's all me.
So they're going to. Okay.
He's like, I'll forgive you.
So God's going to forgive them as long as Job prays for them.
Mm-hmm. Basically, he's like. If Job forgives you, then I'll let it go.
But is Job commanding Job, or I'm sorry, is God commanding Job to pray for them? Or is it just like, you know, he has a choice here?
I have no idea.
That would be interesting. Like, right? They were kind of dicks, you know?
They were dicks. They were not good friends. You have not spoken the truth about me as my servant Job has. So Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite did what the Lord told them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer. So Job prayed.
Okay.
I would be curious what he prayed.
I'd like to hear the text.
Please forgive these dumbass guys. They're too stupid. They had good hearts and good intentions.
I don't know. I get the impression that the prayers weren't as important as the slaughtering of the animals back then. So, you know, it was more about the
sacrifice
bit of the offering.
Gotta do the sacrifice.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, carrying on.
Carrying on.
After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before.
Okay.
He gets to be rich again. Yay!
What about the kids?
I don't know. I'm curious.
Okay.
All his brothers and sisters and everyone who had known him before came and ate with him in his house. They comforted and consoled him over all the trouble the Lord had brought on him. And each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. So he's getting his wealth back. He's got the command of his community again.
But kids.
I don't know. I'm getting there.
Okay.
I don't know. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part, obviously. He killed his kids in the first part.
Yeah, yeah.
He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
Oh,
so he let him have 10 more kids.
He replaced his kids.
Because kids are replaceable.
No, you obviously, lose one, you just need order new ones, another. Right? Yeah. You can get them off Amazon.
Yeah, clearly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Why would I care? I've got new ones.
Yeah. The first 10, whatever.
Thank you, God,
for
killing my first kids so I could have these better, newer 10 kids that
these
I got.
These new 10 kids are way better than the first 10.
Totally, totally.
Yeah.
They got new and improved buttons and shit that work better or something. I don't know.
I'm very annoyed over this. And when I say annoyed, I mean like personally offended.
Right.
Because children are not replaceable.
No, they're fucking
for
not.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
The first daughter he named Jemima, the second Keziah, and the third Karen Hupak. Hapuk, sorry. Hapuk.
Okay. Sure.
Hapuk?
I don't fucking know.
Nowhere in all the land were there found women as beautiful as Job's daughters.
Well, that's
beauty
that's
matters.
That's great.
Beauty matters.
Yeah.
And their father granted them an inheritance along with their brothers. And that's good to know.
Okay. That's actually odd because... men usually are the only ones with an inheritance.
Right. And then women get married off and good luck with you over there your new family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought the men had to, like the fathers had to pay someone to marry their daughters and stuff But that's not considered an inheritance. That's considered a dowry.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And
so
it goes to...
So them saying that they have an inheritance is different.
Yeah. Because the dowry doesn't really go to the kids getting married. The dowry goes to the son's father.
Right, right.
Because they...
Because they sold and
they're like, thank you for buying my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so their father granted them blah, blah, blah. After this, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children and their children to the fourth generation.
Wait, God said earlier that they can't live past 120.
He lied. I know that this is shocking. God lied.
Okay.
There's always exceptions.
Is there?
And Job was one.
I thought that if God said something, it was the absolute truth in the law.
Only if you believe him.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
And so Job died, an old man, full of years. The end.
This was such a bullshit story.
This was a real letdown,
you guys. I really fucking hate it.
I do too.
Job never knew that his whole life was a bet.
Yeah.
He got bet on by God and mm-hmm. Satan.
Yeah.
And his kids all fucking died. Mm-hmm. And then God's like, what? I'm going to replace them.
Yeah.
And not only that, but he justified his actions because, what? I'm God.
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of bullshit is that? It's not, that's, I wish I could just walk in and say, I don't know, I'm husband, you know, whatever. And I just do things the way I do them because I'm husband.
Yeah.
And don't you know, my shit doesn't stink. So. No. I'm husband. I said so.
Well, I'm here to tell you as wife that you are a liar. A damn liar. I've been in the bathroom after you.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Okay, you've been in the bathroom after me. Both of our shit stink. The end.
Yeah.
Anyway. Neither one of us is very good at being God.
No.
But
no.
You know what?
But you know, I don't want to be God.
We're not claiming to be.
Right.
So.
Also, I don't want to be.
No.
Because I think God is an asshole.
He's a dick. As we always say. Is. God's really a dick. Is. This whole story.
I hate this story.
It was so bad.
Why is this one of the more popular? I don't understand.
I hate it. I mean, I guess the point, like I started to say, I don't understand the point of the story. But I guess the point of the story is be like Job because you don't understand. There's something bigger happening in the background. The bigger thing might just be he's making a bet with the devil, but you just don't know.
Well, and here, so like apologists are going to be like, you're missing the point. They're trying to show you how amazing and wonderful God is and all of the things that he does for da-da-da-da, you know, everybody. And I'm like... But he killed his kids on a bet with Satan.
Yeah.
Stop fucking making excuses.
Right.
And just admit that, yes, this is what happened. And then admit that he never owned up to it.
Right.
Not once.
Never apologized. Never came clean. Never addressed any of Job's questions, which were all fair.
Right.
And, okay, I'm going to tell you something. While I was doing some of the Q&A for this, I had read... ahead accidentally that he was going to get his kids and fortune back.
Oh, okay.
So this ending was shocking to me in that, yes, he got his fortune back, but no, he did not get his 10 kids back.
No.
He got 10 new ones.
Right, yeah.
That is not the same thing as he got his kids back.
No.
So those little summaries that I read.
Didn't do
I have words for them. They lied. Or
well, at least you didn't have a spoiler. Exactly.
Right. But the point is, I was like, okay, I can live with this. At least, you know.
He got his kids back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He did not get his kids back. They all died horrible deaths.
Also, you remember how shitty his wife was at him?
Yeah.
How could you go back and like have kids with her after that? Because she was kind of a bitch.
She was a cunt.
So I'm just saying.
He was she was a cunt and she turned on him and disdained him.
Right.
And did not help him. His friends sucked. Like the whole town sucked because they all kind of just turned on him.
And
just
at the end, he's like, yeah, God's awesome. And we're going to go have dinner with all those people that hated me.
I guess his boils went away, huh?
Oh, and they're going to give me gold too because that's awesome.
They never told us that his boils went away.
Yeah, is his boils gone? I don't know.
I guess he still has boils.
Probably.
Right?
No, they probably went away.
Why? Why would you think that?
Because everything else worked out for him.
No, he lost his 10 kids.
Well, I mean, yeah, aside from that. What? The Bible moved on without it, so whatever.
I bet that he did not get his boils healed.
Yeah.
We'll never know, I guess. That book.
There's no follow-up to it, so.
I hate that story. I hate that book.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is, that's the end of Job.
It sure as fuck is.
So, we're going to be back, I think, so this week, we've got some finishing up to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, tomorrow is, let's see,
Wednesday.
So, we're going to be doing
our wrap-up finale where we...
/ Q&A type thing.
Yeah.
Like, we'll mix that in together.
Yeah.
And then we're finishing up books, so we've got a...
We've got a contradictions episode to take care of.
Yes. And I felt like there was something else, too.
I think we're going to dig out the Asimov book and do a sacrilegious book club.
Something like that. We're going to... Yeah. We haven't really determined exactly what we're doing.
We've got that extra day, so we aren't really...
I'm not drinking, I promise.
He's lying. Nah, he's just having tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we talked about maybe doing that extra episode as a digging out the Asimov, but that wasn't written in stone.
Well, how about to be determined?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out and solidify it the next day or two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, some of you have not joined our Discord server yet. And we are there right now as we're recording this episode, doing this live.
The night before.
So even if you're not a patron right now, which this is a limited time thing that we're doing for non-patrons, you can come over and join us on the Discord server and listen to us live every night, pretty much.
And interact with us.
Yeah.
Between recording stuff.
And we're having some really great fun with the people that are there. So I'm going to caveat this. We know nothing about Discord. You're not going to make a fool of yourself. If anybody's going to make a fool of themselves, it's me.
Or me.
Yeah.
Both of us.
We suck.
We are idiots. Come join us.
I'm asking everybody to help me because I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
So, no, it's true. It's a lot of fun.
But it's a lot of fun and I really enjoy it. So you should come over too.
You should.
That being said, I think we are done for tonight.
All
right. Well, we'll be back soon.
Tomorrow. Even.
Yeah, with the stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys then.
Okie dokie.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.